The Theremin 30 podcast is supported by affiliate programs with Eargasm Earplugs, eBay, Reverb, and Zounds. When you follow these links and banners on our website, a portion of any purchases you make will help keep this show in the ether. So start shopping at theremin30.com.
This is Theremin 30. 30 minutes of Theremin music, news, events, and interviews with a new episode about every 30 days. Now, here's your host from Denver, Colorado, USA, Rick Reed.
Hello, and welcome to the only regularly scheduled podcast devoted to Theremin music. This is the ninth and final episode for 2019. I want to thank all of you who have been listening since the beginning last April. And to those who've tuned in for the first time, I encourage you to go back and listen to all of the previous episodes. You'll find lots of interesting music and interviews that I'm sure you'll enjoy. This month's lineup includes music from Colombia, Canada, the USA, and Germany. And my special guest is Dorit Kreisler from the New York Theremin Society. She has details for us on the new Theremin 100 compilation album. Let's get started with music from Amon Rouge from Bogota, Colombia. Amon Rouge features Amanda Lucia Rodriguez on vocals and piano with Etheramic on Theremin. This track, Las Calaveras, or The Skulls, is inspired by a children's folk song of the same name.
Ella mira su retrato, es una vida pasada cuando alguna vez estuvo ella enamorada. A las cinco ellos pegan un grito. Porque Anabel, la más bella, a las tres se fue para no volver. Que ya estaba al revés. A las siete vuelan su cohete, se van a la luna, se van a Plutón y al nuevo planeta que se descubrió donde no brilla el sol. Las 9 y las 10 son libres como un pez. No hay reloj que marque las horas. No hay amor, no hay dolor. las 11. Ellas bailan su último vals en el bote que rema Caronte hacia el más allá. A las 12, el tiempo se divide en dos: lo que ha de ser y lo que ya pasó. A la 1, las calaveras no vuelven a sus tumbas.
Existence outside time. So how do we define time? How do we describe time? Can we talk about a time before time? A time perpendicular to time? Is time infinite, or can its limits be defined, quantified? It's time to talk time. It's time to talk time. Can we describe time as loops or lines? Einstein theorized time as part of curved space-time. So we define the fourth dimension as time. The question is why we only go one direction in time. Is there a beginning and an end of time? Maybe not, if gravity can bend time.
You just heard Time to Talk Time by Nova Scotia, Canada-based recording artist and science educator Greg Dr. G. Melchin. It's from the album Dr. G. Goes to Space. Greg tells me the song was inspired by Stephen Hawking's book, A Brief History of Time. Before that, I played Las Calaveras, a new song by Amon Rouge that will be featured on their forthcoming album, The Crow in the Hat. Look for it early next year. You can learn more about these artists by clicking their names in the show notes for this episode at theremin30.com. It's time now for a look at the Theremin 30 calendar of Theremin events, with concerts you can see over the next few weeks. On Thursday, December 5th, Temple of Ape Collective, featuring thereminist Aileen Adler, will be filming a live performance in Austin, Texas. On December 7th, Carolina Eich will play the first of four shows in China. Robert Meyer's Electric Bach Project will be performing in Germany on December 13th. Spanish trio Modulador de Ondas has a couple of performances scheduled for December 21st. And the Itch.io Marching Band rings in the new year here in Denver, Colorado, with their annual Saturnalia concert on December 31st. For details on these shows and more, go to theremin30.com and click the link to the calendar. Up next, I've got a sort of a spacey, loungy, experimental, slow rock jam from a band called Darth Presley. It features James Bond on theremin and some other instruments. Here is We Don't Want It. After the break, I'll visit with Dorit Chrysler from the New York Theremin Society about the soon-to-be-released Theremin 100 compilation album. We'll also hear a preview of some of the tracks included. And we've got improvisational music from Andrew Levine, so stay tuned. Hey, this is Rick Reed, producer and host of the Theremin 30 podcast. Did you know that you can advertise with Theremin 30? You can place banner ads on the website or even get a commercial played right here in the middle of the show. It's a great way to promote products, services, and events to the Theremin community. And honestly, this show does not have a huge audience, at least not yet. But that means it doesn't cost much to get involved. You can find rates and details at theremin30.com. Just over a year ago, some thereminists on Facebook started a grassroots effort to create a new Theremin compilation album to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Theremin. Now that project is about to come to fruition with the help of Dorit Chrysler and the New York Theremin Society. I recently spoke with Dorit about this really cool project. Dorit, thank you for being on Theremin 30. I'm really excited for this new album that you've been working on.
Well, thanks for having me. Great pleasure to be here.
This project, if I recall correctly, started more than a year ago. I think maybe Robert Meyer got it going?
You're absolutely correct. So Robert Meyer online posted publicly for the centennial of the Theremin, which we're all excited about, to maybe collect a bunch of tracks online. When I saw that, I thought it's a great idea, but it would be even better if we would take this further. So the New York Theremin Society decided to make its first release not only as a digital, but also in CD form and vinyl. So it can really be a lasting product that people can hold in their hands. There was an official call of thereminists who wanted to participate, and there was an overwhelming response. And then it came down to the very difficult task of making a selection and lovingly putting it together in a form that really, for me, it was important to demonstrate the versatility of the instrument the theremin has to offer in terms of style and just innovative application of the instrument and, of course, also mastering of technique. We had wonderful contributions.
I noticed also there's a variety of instruments involved, several different models and custom-made instruments, all kinds of things.
It is interesting to see how varied the instruments are, and there are a few tracks that have actually also been created using exclusively nothing but different theremin models, as, for instance, a band from Texas called Hyperbubble, which, you know, those are really interesting tracks to listen to.
I should mention that there's a CD and an LP, plus a bunch of bonus tracks that there just wasn't enough room to feature everybody.
Yes, I mean, I really was reminded again of the limitation of vinyl and CD. We could only fit 21 tracks on the CD and 12 tracks on the vinyl. Altogether, it is 51 tracks spanning 18 countries and 51 different players.
And you have really wonderful album artwork. Tell me about how that came together.
I'm really glad you like it. It was, I mean, the whole project is a true labor of love and passion for the theremin. And I tapped into all the friends whose artistry I greatly respect. And as for the visuals, it was a dear friend of mine, Larry Seven, who actually introduced me to the theremin. So he has been really instrumental to my artistic development. He also is a wonderful photographer. So he had the idea of this elaborate project of finding a huge piece of foam, cutting it in the shape of one of the original theremins, smearing chocolate icing on top of it and turning it into a beautiful theremin birthday cake where the antenna is a burning candle. And then on the backside, the cake is cut open and all kinds of old circuitry is stuck inside. So yeah, the art came out really, really nice. And because of that, we splurged on having a poster of that birthday cake in the limited vinyl edition. So the vinyl comes with a beautiful foreword by Albert Glinsky that he generously contributed, as well as the poster of the artwork. And the download card in the vinyl edition will feature all the CD tracks plus the bonus tracks. So actually purchasing the CD or the vinyl, you get the same amount of additional digital downloads.
Let's listen to some of the music. Here's a little montage I put together with 4 20-second segments of some of the artists featured. The first track was from Under the Milky Way, a song by Tears of Sirens. Then we heard Etherwave Blues from Ian Bickerstaff, I'm Your Satellite by Hyperbubble, and we wrapped up with Sputnik Crash by Terminal C. That's the music project of Coralie Ehinger from Switzerland.
I was so in awe of what wonderful contributions from all over the world reached us, and I just really want to thank to all these talented players literally all over the world that played a theremin and were excited and generous enough to be willing to partake in this release. We did want to give a little historic span by including a Robert Schillinger composition that's played by Torvald Jørgensen, a wonderful player whose work we all know. When that work was being premiered, Lev Theremin himself performed the part on the theremin, which is a nice little caper. And then I also wanted to include a composition by Herb Deutsch, who was instrumental in the development of the synthesizer and has been composing since the 70s. And he wrote beautiful pieces for theremin that are also not very well known. So it was important to include him. And then everything else really lands in the presence of contemporary musicians using the theremin.
When will the album be available to purchase and where can people find it?
We will start pre-orders hopefully by the middle of December before the holidays. And then the physical units should be in and ready to ship by the beginning of the new year. And it will be available for purchase at the New York Theremin Society.org website, as well as on Bandcamp.
For the benefit of Theremin 30 listeners, the New York Theremin Society has actually moved up the pre-order date, so you can reserve your copy of Theremin 100 right now. You can either go to their website or follow the link in the show notes for this episode at theremin30.com. In January, Hamburg, Germany-based thereminist Andrew Levine will be on a mini-tour of the eastern U.S., with planned stops in Georgia, Florida, and New York. To finish this month's podcast, here's a live improvisational recording featuring Andrew Levine on theremin, along with Sebastian Grams on double bass and Andreas Krenerich on saxophone. From the album European Electroacoustic Chamber Music, here is track number 1. Thank you. This is a 30-minute show, and time is about to run out. So I want to thank Amon Rouge, Dr. G, Darth Elvis, and Grams Prenerich Levine for allowing me to play their music. Also, a big thanks to Dora Chrysler for being my interview guest, and for all the work she's put into producing the new Theremin 100 compilation album. Coming up in the January 2020 episode, my guest will be Gordon Charlton, who records under the artist name Beat Frequency. He'll be sharing with us some of his innovative tips and tricks for creating experimental ambient music with the Theremin. If you have music you'd like me to play in the January show, please contact me through the Theremin 30 website or the Facebook page. Until next time, I'm your host, Rick Reed. Thank you for tuning in.
You've been listening to the Theremin 30 podcast. Visit Theremin 30 on the web at theremin30.com.